Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now, here's your host, John.
Hey, gang, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You tonight, coming from Nashville, Tennessee on this beautiful Thursday night, May 8th, 2014. Where has the year gone? Just seems like it was New Year's Eve a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. Tonight's show is called Random Thoughts. I want to welcome everybody to the show tonight, and if you want to call in with any opinions, feel free to do so. The phone number is 646-716-8891. I am having to do this by phone because my headset has just decided to blow up on me, so hopefully you can hear me okay. If you're in the chat room, let me know. But feel free to call in. I want to get some opinions on some topics tonight, and I want to share a few thoughts I have on just random things in general regarding dating and relationships. We're going to forego the music tonight because in all of the wonderful technical issues I have with my headset, my upload did not happen. So my apologies for no music tonight, but we will make up for it next week, I promise. The first thing I want to talk to tonight is about, there's a few topics I want to talk about. I want to touch on social media and dating. I want to touch on communication. I want to touch on friend zone and just other types of dating relationship issues. And then again, whatever anybody wants to call in and talk about, we'll make sure that happens. And I'll try and talk a little slow tonight just in case there's any distortion on the phone. But because cell phone and wireless internet do not always mix. So the first area I want to talk about tonight is social media and dating. Facebook, Twitter, all the online apps that we have, obviously Facebook and Tinder and Match.com and all these places that you can meet people on, but not in person. And as I continue on my dating escapades, just like my friend Holly's book, Chick Flicks Lie, you know, from the guy point of view, it's getting increasingly difficult and frustrating to meet somebody really nice online. Don't get me wrong, I do, but it doesn't always, you know, it's not always long-lasting. It's not always what you think it might be. And I'm not speaking from any personal experiences or anything like that, so anybody I've been out with recently, don't get all bent out of shape about it. It's just a general feeling from talking to people. It's getting increasingly difficult to compete in this world for people's attention. And, you know, one of the random thoughts I wanted to share tonight was we really need to get back to basics. We really need to get back to doing it the way our parents and grandparents did it. And that is both sides of the fence. If you are lucky enough to meet somebody who shares those kind of old-fashioned values that I'm talking about, I think you'll have something really good there because, you know, it's not necessarily taking your time. It's not necessarily, moving too fast, but it's somewhere in the middle and it's somewhere comfortable for both of you. It's really important when you're communicating that maybe there's going to have to be text messages during the day just to see how you're doing and all that, but not blowing your phone up with them during work. There should be phone calls, you know, daily, every other day, every third day, whatever you decide is convenient and best for you. But there needs to be a lot of talking. There needs to be a lot of talking on the phone and talking in person and getting away from the social media aspect of it, trying to IM and trying to text and trying to, Instagram or tweet or chat on Tinder or whatever the case may be. The sooner you get off of that, I think the better off you will be. And, you know, from my point of view, we really need to get back towards, again, the old-fashioned way of doing it. It's becoming increasingly frustrating to people. And I've talked to several friends about this who are single and going through similar situations that, you know, if, you know, somebody that they really like, somebody they're really into, it's just losing their mind because that person's not able to text back immediately, you know, send you a hello text. Maybe that other person's in the middle of something at work or in the bathroom or something like that. And if you don't text back right away, get a, you know, hello, you get a, you know, are you mad at me or something like that. It's just not conducive to being, you know, building a trusting relationship. You know, I think that, you know, you need to, it's a great place to meet people, but you should not have your relationship on Facebook. Speaking of which, I also am really disturbed by the, and mostly this is people in their 20s, maybe early 30s, I think, that are doing this more, but really, really adamant about making it, quote unquote, Facebook official. And yeah, I did the little quotes with my fingers when I said that, because it is, to me, the kiss of death. You know, just, if it's not Facebook official, then it's not real. I mean, are you kidding me? Let's kind of table that a little bit, and you might find something a little bit more real. Now, you know, I am speaking, yes, from a guy who's a little bit older, a little bit wiser, you know, been around the block a little bit. But if you're in your 20s and 30s and, you know, you're still in the dating scene and you're still doing everything that we're talking about doing, you know what, you might just want to think about trying it our way. You know, it doesn't always work. Because, again, you're striving for that one person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and you're going to kiss a lot of frogs and frogettes, and you're going to, you know, you're going to have a lot of trials and errors, ups and downs, but you know what, you got to at least try. And to make it, you know, oh, it's not Facebook official, so it's not official. What the hell is that? I don't get that at all. Our social media capabilities these days are so plentiful. There are so many ways that you can meet people. And if you don't like who you're with, you can meet somebody else just as quickly. But how do you deal with it if you're that person who's getting cast aside? There's a lot of mistrust out there, a lot of people that are, you know, seeing their significant other with other people, and you see pictures. And, you know, I joke a lot with people when, you know, I'm out and I'm taking some pictures with, you know, friends or whoever they may be. You know, there's a story behind every picture. And you got to think of it this way as I go off on my tangent. And again, we're going random thoughts today, so random it's going to be. You're taking a picture with somebody, but what you don't necessarily and you can't see in that photograph that you're looking at is the haste of which it went into. You know, you're just kind of gathering up. You snap a picture real quick because I got somewhere else I got to be or somebody else I got to go talk to. Hurry up and snap that picture. Oh, wait, somebody's photobombing us. Take another one just in case. And then you depart. You're together for the length it takes to take that picture, and then you depart. You don't hang out with each other anymore. You're moving on to the next person to get your next picture taken. And many times that is, you know, what you're looking at. So what you actually see on online or on Instagram, you know, on any of the photo apps, is that hastily made picture, but you interpret it to mean something totally different than what it might actually be. That person that they're standing with, you know, guy or girl, opposite sex, whatever, that you are now jealous of, departed immediately after that picture. But you don't know that. You see them, arms around each other, and that's what you see. So we start with a major amount of mistrust with people when we're not with them. And, you know, we're all guilty of that. We're all going to be guilty of that. You know, as long as we are separated from that individual that we're with. To continue on the social media part of it, though, you know, Instagram and Twitter and obviously Facebook, which is the big culprit, they are all there for instant access to celebrities, instant access to events, instant access to whatever you want instant access to. So it's important that you table, you know, your particular issues when you're thinking and going on there, because, you know, perception is reality for a lot of people. And if you're looking at bringing up, you know, issues with somebody that you're dating or somebody you're interested in with based on what you see on those particular social media sites, find out the truth before you bring it up, because you know who's going to look like an idiot. You are. And that's what we were trying to avoid. The person you're interested in is going to have immediately say, you know what, I don't hang out with you. I don't want to hang out with you because you are jealous. You're smothering me or whatever the case may be. Just let it slide. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen for you. So social media, again, is a good place to meet people, but not necessarily a great place to have a relationship with somebody. And certainly, Facebook official. Really? Let's squelch that term while we can. That brings us to my next topic, which I'll kind of randomly, you know, sway through some of these. But again, if you're interested in calling and want to, you know, ask a question or bring up a topic, feel free to do that. Bring it up in the chat room. Both are open and available. We're gonna take some calls immediately if they come in. Communication and games is another one I wanted to touch on. Men and women love to play games with each other. We love to get in each other's heads. We love to try and figure out what the other one's thinking. And you know what? It never works that way. If you don't communicate with somebody, it's not going to work out. Plain and simple. It's like my show last week on long-distance relationships. Ultimately, it's going to fail if you don't end up being in at least the same city. You want to be able to tell each other what we're feeling. And ladies, love you to death. Love you to death. Cannot read your minds. Will never be able to read your minds. Really don't even want to read your minds anymore because we'll never figure it out. You change them so often. It's so great. And you know what? We do too. It's okay. But, you know, if we ask you a question, tell us the truth. You know, are you dating somebody else? Yes or no. Are you interested in going out again? Yes or no. You know, are you down the road? Are you interested in having a relationship? Yes or no. Okay, that's real simple. You know, it's not always in our best interest to go out with you for 4 dates, 5 dates, 6 dates, 8 dates, and, you know, and continue on if there's not going to be anything to continue on for. We want to know where we stand. We want to know what we're doing, if we're doing it right, if we're doing it wrong, because, you know, ultimately, and guys, admit it, you got to admit it, ultimately, ladies, you control everything. You control yes or no, are we going out? You control yes or no, are we sleeping together? You control yes or no, are we going to get married? We are always the askers. You are always the answerers. And the sooner that we all, as men, remember that and retain that information, the better off everybody will be. But don't take that for granted, because someday we won't ask anymore, and someday we won't be there for you anymore. I thought, you know, any of you that are salespeople, you know that, you know, the standard answer is it takes 5 no's before it's actually a no when in sales. You know, you're always closing. You are a good salesperson doesn't actually take no for an answer until the 5th no is given to you. You can overcome all the objections and all that. But you know what? Dating is kind of the same way. If you tell me no 5 times, I'm not going to ask you anymore, whatever it is, whether it's a date for it, whether it's a, you know, whether it's, you know, sex, or even if it's just, you know, 5 chances at doing something that you wanted to do and you say no. If you tell me yes and you back out, and you tell me yes again, then you back out, and you tell me yes again and you back out, you know, that's 3 times, I'm pretty much going to be done with it. So in dating, you know, 3 to 5 no's is definitely a no. And, you know, we as men, most of us have our pride, and we don't necessarily want to compromise our pride for anybody. And if you say yes to a date and then you bail, and you say yes to a date and then you bail, and you say yes to a date and then you bail, especially if you bail at the last minute, you know what, I ain't asking you again. And no guy should, because no guy will, hopefully. We got to have a little leverage ourselves, right? So we want to be able to do that for you. But, you know, at some point, you know, no is no, correct, but it's going to be that way on both sides of the fence. So communicate with us on what you want. Communicate with us on what you'd like to do. Communicate with us on where you'd like to go. Communicate with us on even who you'd like to be with, if it's not us. That's okay. Maybe we got a good friend. I don't know. But we just want to be able to talk to you, okay? Just be able to talk to you and, you know, and have a good time and have a conversation and, you know, have ultimately, hopefully, a relationship with you. But everybody varies on how often or how long it takes to get to that relationship point. We've talked about the 90-day rule before. You know, 90 days of dating before you have what my friend Jessica would have called the DTR, the defining the relationship talk. 90 days. A lot of people use 30 days. You know, you set your own. What do you feel comfortable with? But you know what? If you go out three times in those 90 days, that's probably not going to work. If you go out, you know, 19 times in those 90 days, then you might be onto something. So it's a flexible time frame. But you just want to have the ability to communicate with each other. Game playing, on the other hand, is not fun. You know, I love playing games, board games and sports games and, you know, bar games and all sorts of games. But I don't like playing head games, and I don't like playing mind games, and I don't like playing dating games. Yes or no? I'm from the East Coast, and you answer me yes, you answer me no, not a maybe, not a well, we'll see, or something like that. It becomes a matter of priority. If you know, the person you're asking out is hemming and hawing, you're not important enough to them. Move on. And as we're talking about sales, you know, sometimes the takeaway close works pretty well. If you take what you're offering away, they might want it more. So if you, you know, feel like somebody's playing a game with you, leave them alone. They either don't want you or they'll want you more, and you never know what might happen. So it's, you know, again, it comes back to game playing. Nobody likes playing games. And just be upfront and honest with the communication, it will be good. The next random thought, and again, if you have any random thoughts of your own, feel free to call in, 646-716-8891. Otherwise, this is going to be about a half-hour show. Or we're in the chat room. Anthony, you're hanging out in the chat room with us again. And Anthony's always in the chat room. He'll be happy to chat with you about anything you want to chat about. The next topic of conversation I want to talk about is the friend zone. Anybody who ever saw the movie Superman 2 with Christopher Reeve, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. I'm sure it's on TNT, you know, six times a week. But Superman 2, at the beginning of the movie, the bad guys from his home planet, the Krypton, are stuck in what's called the Phantom Zone. And the only way the Phantom Zone breaks is with a nuclear blast to let the villains out. Well, that's very similar to the friend zone. And sometimes it might just take something similar to a nuclear blast to get you out of the friend zone. But you're not going to be in a relationship with everybody, and you're not going to be in the friend zone with everybody. But you need to understand how you end up in the friend zone. I get put in the friend zone a lot when I talk about this show because I immediately become a therapist. I immediately become somebody who they can talk to for advice. And, you know, it is, and that's, you know, that's an immediate friend thing. There is a couple of books out that I read recently about how to avoid the friend zone, and I'm going to just say one word that is going to either help or hurt. I'm not sure how you, it depends on how you use it, I guess, but one word to determine whether you get in the friend zone or not, and that word is innuendo. If you talk to a woman and you use innuendo, whether it's sexual innuendo or you know, gender innuendo, whatever it may be, they think of you differently as they would if you were not using it. Because they think, okay, he's thinking more than just friends. And if you just use some innuendo when you're talking to a female, ladies, give away the playbook here, that might help with that situation. But women usually will size you up pretty quickly upon the first few sentences and determine if you're friend zone material or potential dating material. Now, if she's already with somebody and she is, or she's married, of course, or in a relationship, of course, you immediately are in the friend zone if you're going to have any communication with her whatsoever. You need to decide, guys, if the friend zone is where you want to be with this person, or you just want to turn around and walk away. That's fine. So a lot of people have too many friends anyway. But if she is single and unattached, at least on the outside, single and unattached, then you need to put yourself, if you want to be, outside that friend zone, and innuendo. Using innuendo in your discussion with her, in talking with her, is going to be the fastest way to do that. Now, down the road, you may end up in that friend zone. There's going to be a lot of people in the friend zone because, remember, most women, most men, only like to date one person at a time if you're in a relationship. That's all we have time for anymore. The days of dating three or four people at the same time are pretty much over, unless you're independently wealthy and you have no job and you have lots of money and you have time. But it's too much of a hassle to date more than one person because you have to remember everything and you have to do everything, and your time is not your own at this point in time in today's society. So back to that. The important thing to remember, though, is that and of course I lost my train of thought getting off on that friend zone tangent. The important thing to remember is that whether or not you want to be friends with her is just as important as if she wants to be friends with you. But remember, once you're in that friend zone, unless something very, very tragic happens, you're going to stay there, okay? If she breaks up with her boyfriend or divorces her husband, you know, there may be a chance for you, but you got to swoop in quick, and there has to be still that attraction and chemistry there before she'll consider you. She may go out and find somebody totally new. You never know. You want to be careful, though, about being the transitional person, as we flash back to when Harry met Sally. The transitional person is that person who dates the individual immediately after the breakup. They're not going to last. Usually they don't last. But in some cases, you know, they do. But, you know, you'll have to see. You'll have to see how it goes. But staying out of the friend zone, especially, with somebody single that you're interested in, is important. So try innuendo. Try using that in a conversation. Don't be buddy-buddy. Don't be all high-fiving. Don't be talking to her like she's your buddy. And you might have a chance of staying out of that friend zone. I can usually tell right away, you know, if I'm heading that direction or not. And most guys can, I think. But again, it's okay if they're spoken for, if they're, you know, married or in a relationship. You know, if they don't have a ring on, ask them, hey, are you dating anybody? You know what that is? That's innuendo. That lets her know you're interested in her. So use that. Okay, are you dating anybody? Yeah, well, good. I hope it's going well. Let me know, you know, if you break up, because I'd be interested in dating you. You'd be surprised how that works. And it puts her in your mind, it puts you in her mind, it puts you in outside that friend zone. Okay, so it might be worth taking a look at that. So there's the friend zone. Let's see. There's some other things I was thinking about earlier that I wanted to address. Let's check and see what's going on in the chat room real quick. And we will address that if there's anything, if there's anybody in there that they want to talk about. Those were the three or four main topics that were on my mind this past week that I wanted to address with everybody and see if you had anything that you wanted to bring up. There's been a lot of I know another one I wanted to talk about, and that's rejection. Rejection comes in a lot of different forms, and I had some friends this week. They had broken up about a year or two ago, and he has finally met somebody else, and this kind of ties into the social media thing too. And he met somebody else and going very well. You know, they may get married, they may not, who knows, but some pictures were posted of them online. And the ex-girlfriend in this case really did not take it very well. And, you know, it's unfortunate that was the case. You have to get over things at your own speed, of course, but to take it out into a public forum and do that is probably not a good idea. You know, it had been talked about many times to both, you know, from both of them that, you know, there wasn't going to be any reconciliation. But there's just a lot of different ways to deal with rejection. We all have to deal with it. We all get rejected for jobs. We all just, you know, we get rejected by our parents. We get rejected by our siblings. We get rejected by, you know, men or women. We get rejected all the time. No is said quite a lot. Every time somebody tells you no or no thank you, There is one story I've heard in the past I'll share with you. And if you're sitting in the audience of a lecture or something, and somebody asks you, for instance, for a glass of water, and you say no. But then they ask you for another glass of water, and you say, no, not from you. Which one would you rather hear? I'd rather hear the no, because that's not attacked at me. They don't want a glass of water. It's got nothing to do with me personally. If they answer no, not from you, then that's a personal attack. And a lot of people consider rejection a personal attack. You know, maybe there's a reason that you got rejected. Maybe there's a reason that they don't want to date you, they don't want to be with you, and it has nothing to do with you. One of the reasons I named this show, It's Not Me, It's You, was because of that. But a lot of people use the it's not you, it's me excuse. Well, you know what, it may not be the case. It's something that each individual person has a lot of things going on in their lives. Illness, you know, family, job situations, money, there's just a lot of baggage that everybody carries at any age. So, you know, there may be some baggage. I always like to find out why. You know, if it's something I did, maybe I can improve on myself for the next person. Because, you know, once somebody turns me down or rejects me or doesn't want to see me anymore, I'm not going back to them. As I've always said, they are your ex for a reason. But, you know, find out why. Was it something I said, something I did? Was it, you know, my nose hair too long? Do I have, you know, my cowlick on top of my head? Or my, you know, do I need to cut my toenails? I mean, what's the problem? What happened? And if they're nice enough to share that with you, then you can part friends and move on and get on with it. But it doesn't always work that way. You know, people are not always willing to, you know, share why they don't want to be around you or be with you. Don't want to be around you sounds so harsh, doesn't it? But they don't want to be around you or with you. But maybe something on their side, you know. Maybe there's something just going on. So I always ask. Just ask. You know, the worst thing to do is say, guess what, no, and you get rejected again. But rejection is something tough. It's something that we all deal with and we all have to deal with. So the better you process it and move on, the faster you can get on with your next adventure in dating. There is a question about dating over 50. Of course, I don't know anything about that because I'm only 33, but actually I'm quite not. Dating over 40 even, dating over 50. Here's what I found out, and not to put a damper on it, but here's kind of what I've concluded over the last couple of years that I've really been out there dating. And I've mentioned this a couple of times, so if you've heard me say it and I'm repeating myself, just, you know, get over it. But I'm 53 years old, okay? That counts as being over 50, just barely. But here's what I found out. If you date women between the ages of, say, 25 and 35, they're young, obviously, but they're looking to get married, they're looking to have kids, they're wanting to just do the whole family thing, the house with the white picket fence, the whole nine yards that they've dreamed of since they were three, okay? Most of us at our age have already been there, done that. And that's not to say I don't want to get married again or anything like that, but, you know, the first time around is fun. The second time around, you know, needs to be really, really fun. So that's 25 to 35. 35 to 55, for instance, or 35 to 50, or whatever your age range is, but mid-30s to, you know, 40s and 50s, a lot of those women have either small kids, which is their first priority and should be. They have teenagers, which is their first priority and definitely need to be. Or they have grown kids who are still their first priority, and that's just kind of weird. A lot of times their grown kids have turned into their best friends and they have no time for themselves. And that's a wonderful relationship to have, but not 24/7. It's not healthy, in my opinion. And there's a lot of people that have that. The other problem with, you know, the opposite sex in that age range is that they're hopefully, if you're thinking about dating them, they're divorced and they're angry and they're mad and they're bitter and, you know, and you know, you remind them of their ex-husband. And the third one, and the most common one that I'm finding these days, actually, is that women in that age range don't need a man anymore. Don't necessarily have to have one around. We are expendable. We're not needed. Sex-wise, yeah, but they can take care of themselves. Companionship-wise, you know, it's just almost too much trouble for them to have a guy around in a relationship. They're very busy. They have jobs. They have kids. They have lives. And a guy would actually cramp their style. So there's no need to have one around, which, you know, to me, I find really interesting because it is, the need, and then don't need anymore. And that's really difficult to process as a guy. That, what do you mean you don't need us? You know, of course you need us because we're men. Women have needed men for generations and centuries and, you know, since the dawn of time. And, and now you don't need us? What's that about? So it's hard. That one's a tough one to process, but you know what? Those are the people that, and I found this out, they don't need, and then bam, they get married in 6 months to somebody they have known since high school, or they've known since college, or they've known since their 20s has come back into their lives. It's almost recycling. And, it's just like clothes are fashionable again, I guess so are ex-boyfriends from way back when. So it's interesting to see that. I've had several friends in their 40s and early 50s, you know, actually have that happen. Don't need, and then bam. I guess when you're least, you know, when you least expect it, that's when it'll happen. When that love of your life comes back into your life. So that's the dating thing. But, there are plenty of dating apps out there and dating sites out there. You just have to pick one and, you know, put some good, accurate pictures of yourself up there. Just be upfront and honest. And actually in your profile on the dating site, say, I'm being upfront and honest. And that attracts women, you know, if you're actually being upfront and honest about what you want, what you look like, and who you are, what your interests are, things like that. So, you know, give that a shot. There's a lot of sites. I mean, you know, Christian Mingle, you know, Our Time for those people over 50, of course, Match.com and Tinder and Zoosk and, all of those sites. There's a ton of them. And it's hard to believe there's that many single people out there left, but there are. And depending on what your likes and dislikes are, you know, hopefully you can find some. I wish everybody the best of luck with that. So, I'm going to cut our show short tonight, to be honest with you, because I feel like my voice is losing it, and I have not any water up here to get rid of the frog. I know it sounds like it should be on a 900 line, but that's not it. But we're going to keep it at 30 minutes tonight. I want to thank you guys for your time. Join me next week. Again, we'll be back to our full hour, I promise. And if you have some topics you'd like to talk about, or like us to talk about, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, find us through the website, itsnotmeradio.com, through the Facebook page, through the Twitter handle. We will be coming out with our podcast on iTunes very soon, still waiting on approval for that, and certainly look us up if wherever you can. And also want to thank my sponsor, Regime Entertainment, out in Los Angeles. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your continued support, and thank you all for listening tonight. And since we don't have any music, we're just going to give us the old heave-ho, and have a good week, have a good weekend. And as usual, good luck with the dating, and peace out.